Got here just in time to claim something.
Oh, yeah.
This is Roosevelt Housing Authority Board of Commissioners meeting July 1st, 2026, 4:30 p.m.
All right. Thank you, Margaret. Let's call the meeting to order. We'll do a roll call starting down here with Mr. Bake.
Josh Bake here.
Lynn Snow here.
Carol Happ here.
Okay. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to proceed with the meeting. We'll go to agenda item number 2, which is a public hearing. Is there any need for a public hearing?
No.
Okay, seeing that there's none, we'll move to agenda item number 3. That one's cleared away because we don't need a public hearing. Agenda item number 4 is the approval of the May 6, 2026 meeting minutes. It appears that everyone has received a draft of those meeting minutes. Are there any changes? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve minutes.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a first by Lynn Snow, a second by Harold Huff. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. Agenda item number 6, we have the formal actions. Sorry, I skipped ahead. We'll go to agenda item number 4, approval of expenditures of April and May of 2026. I think everybody has seen those and has initialed those. Do we have any further questions or discussions, Lynn, and what you've seen?
Well, I just always am looking for something that's...
Oh, no. Well, you appreciate it.
Oh. And May, the bathroom sink and vanity replacement, that explains that one.
Margaret, do you have anything that you'd like to bring to the attention of the board on those expenditures?
No, we just started the new year on a lot of them, so there's not much. Nothing different so far.
Okay. So, I noticed one expenditure, and I didn't, just to explain this, $2,397 excess cash flow to Utah Housing Corporation.
So that, every year after we do the audits, all the leftover money they divide between Utah Housing Corporation, American Express, which is the bank, and then Roosevelt Housing Authority. So we each get a portion of that, and then so Utah Housing Corporation gets the biggest part of it.
We did get a percentage, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay. That's better than a deduction.
Yes.
on the ground at Cottonwood Creek, there was a big expense in April. Maybe you can, that, and it says Utah Housing and it says accounts payable, but what's that for? And what expense is that?
In Cottonwood Creek, the $3,100
one that we talked about. No, I'm talking about, well, I'm looking at the spreadsheet, and I'm looking at May, and the expenses went from, you know, just under $2,000 to $6,700. And I didn't know whether that was explained on here.
Yeah, April is that is.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh, the audit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh no.
It's
below that it says cash flow.
Yeah, so that's just what I was just telling you about. Both Cottonwood and Kings Peak have that excess cash flow.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. No, appreciate it. It's always a learning process for us, Lynn.
Yeah.
We like the auditor in you.
I'll make the motion we approve.
I'll second it.
Okay. We have a first by Lynn Snow, second by Josh Bake. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. Now we have agenda item number 6, formal actions.
We were gonna leave that till we get more appointed board members, I thought.
Well,
and I think we have...
Yeah, Audrey was appointed, but she wasn't able to come today, so we can wait until then.
Oh, she's going to be on it?
she wasn't able to make it today, so...
So we can table that until the next meeting and just continue as we are.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with tabling agenda item number 6 until our next meeting when we can get the full board here, because I would be happy to be off a chair.
We'll have
that's Roosevelt
City Manager and the two other board here.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I think critically as we get Audrey here, in case she wants to take one of those roles, unless Josh, you're really dying to be on one of those.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'll support.
Alrighty, so that brings us to item number 7, which is any other, nothing from you, Margaret, anything from any of the other members of the board?
Sort of thank you again, Margaret.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
I appreciate it.
How many, do you have some vacant now at all?
No, we're completely full on everything, so.
How big is your wait list?
So for our voucher program, we have about 54 people right now on the waiting list.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, and the houses are all full, so. I haven't been taking applications on those, just because
of COVID. Yeah. Well, good. Is there anything that we can do to assist you in anything?
Can't think of anything. Okay. Keep plugging along.
Yeah. Well, then, is there any need for a closed session?
No.
Okay. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I shall move.
Okay, I'll second.
Okay. We have a first by Harold. We have a second by Lynn Snow. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you for the mug.
Yeah. Hope everybody has a good 4th of July.